Welcome to another Carlo and Lade Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, Sean, I was looking on the internet the other day at your hammer-thawing exploits in the two Olympics and two Commonwealth Golds. What was your best performance at the Olympics?
I think you must have been bored where you're off. But no, in Barcelona, that was certainly my best Olympics. I was in really good shape. It was my first Olympics, so I was pretty nervous, but I qualified well, and then I was throwing really well. I had the first three rounds I threw, it was my second best throw ever in competition at that time, but I didn't, on the day, I didn't make the top eight, I didn't make the final cut. And in major competitions, you have your qualifying round for the top 16, and then you're in the final, and then you have three rounds where the top eight athletes then get a further three rounds, and I was ninth at the end of the third round.
Just missed out.
I just missed out on that, and so that was disappointing because I was throwing really well. On that day I had a really big foul, a sector foul, that if it had landed, it was just outside the sector. If that had come in, that would have put me into the top eight. So it was bittersweet because I was really quite happy with the way I competed, but I knew that if I'd had another three opportunities, it could have been a different story.
And then apparently someone was disqualified, which ended up putting you in the top eight, but you couldn't throw in the final.
Yeah, the drug curse. And so that was another thing. I guess when I was younger, I always thought that drugs would get stamped out in my time. But in 92, Judd Logan, American guy, he actually finished fourth on the day. And then he got done later. He had got drug tested and was positive for clenbuterol. And so he got disqualified, of course, which knocked me up to eighth position. And again, that's even more annoying because
you finish eighth,
but you didn't get to do it. You didn't get to compete. And so that's something that you can't get back. But that's top level sport for you.
And you won something like eight consecutive Aussie titles.
Yeah, I was thinking about that the other day, actually, but as you reminisce in the good old days. But yeah, I won the first one as a junior, under 20s. Actually, it must have been eight in a row because I didn't win the next year. I remember that clearly because one of the guys that I beat the previous year, it was a bit of a surprise. He wouldn't come up on the podium with me. Shake my hand, wouldn't come up on the podium with me. And which I thought was disappointing. And then the next year he beat me. I had a bad nationals and finished third, and he was quite happy to shake my hand and and be up on the podium. But that really fired me up, and that got me going for winter. I just trained my butt off in winter. And the good thing was, the very first competition next year, we were competing. I went to Melbourne to compete against him, and I was throwing one throw before him. And so on my first throw, I threw the Australian record, 76 metres, whatever it was at the time. And I just looked at him and thought, that's for you, mate. Sucked in.
And look, while we're having a little bit of fun here, I remember the tuna toss in Port Lincoln, and you won that and you had a record way back. Tell us a little bit about the tuna toss.
Well, I always wanted to do it. I had one of the guys I used to compete with, Eugene Breer, who was a bodybuilder, powerlifter, bouncer, primary school teacher and hammer thrower. And he used to go up and work the clubs on the weekend as a bouncer, and then he would do the tuna throw, and he'd always win it. And I thought, yeah, I could go up and have a go at that, because it was like $1,000 to win. And I thought, that's not bad money, but it never worked out. I was always competing somewhere at that time. And then I stopped throwing, I retired, and my oldest son had just started at Trinity, and the fees back then, it was $1,000 for a reception. And I said to Sharon, where did I get $1,000 from? And this was like in early January. And I was like, oh, I'll go to Tunarama. So I rang a mate up who lived up there, who played footy with, and said, I'm going to come up. So I stayed at his place. I flew up there. You have your qualifying round. and then the next day was the final.
Gee.
And so it was great fun, good fun.
And how far did you throw it?
It was over 37 metres.
Yeah.
So it was, you remember Wilbur Wild and Red Simons? They were the compares, and they were funny guys. So it was a bit of fun, and it was interesting. People get up there and have a really good time, and it is a good weekend. But I was probably there for one purpose, and that was to win it and get the prize money.
So yeah, did anyone have any red faces? I mean, we're talking about Simons and red faces.
Well, I was worried because one guy hit a dog with the tuna. And this thing weighs 8 kilos, so if it hit you, you would know about it. And the crowd were around you, and they had a little grandstand set up, which was possible if you'd let it go too early to take someone out. But luckily, no, I didn't.
Well, we're having a bit of fun here. Have you thrown anything else other than a tuna?
Interesting you ask that, Rob, because just the other night I got this message late at night from a guy called Stuart Rendell, who's the current Australian record holder in the hammer, and he asked me about the dingo trap.
Dingo trap?
A dingo trap. There's a place in Queensland, if anyone up past Rockhampton, called Dingo, and they have the dingo races,
yep.
Which is a country races, very, very funny weekend, and they have a dingo trap throwing contest. And my sister lived in Rockhampton, and they said, would Sean come up? And I said, yeah, I haven't seen my sister for a while. So I went up there and had a go at this dingo trap competition.
And I presume that you won?
I did. But it was a bit different to throw. Imagine a big rabbit trap, but bigger, on a chain. And again, a lot of people drink when they go to these
as you do.
Country races. I didn't. But one poor guy, he was winding up, and then he went to let go, but he didn't. He didn't let go of the trap. And so imagine this chain sort of extending, and then this trap come and smacked him straight in the forehead. And he stood there, and I thought, oh my God. He just stood there, dazed, and all of a sudden, blood pouring out of his skull. The other funny story about that was apparently Carl Rackerman, the fast bowler from Queensland, went and did it one year and threw it into the crowd. And the story goes that the person he hit was actually his wife.
You're joking.
That's the story I've been told. I can't verify it, but this mate of mine the other day said, my brother said that you hit Carl Rackerman's wife. I said, no, that's the story's been mixed up. I was told it was Carl Rackerman hitting his own wife with the dingo trap.
Is there any more? I mean, this is fantastic. Is there anything else that you've thrown?
Well, yes, there is one. I've actually thrown an octopus.
An octopus.
An octopus, yeah.
Hopefully it was dead.
It was dead. And I hope RSPC aren't listening, because tunas and octopus, but they were dead. But relatives of my mum lived at Port Macdonald, beautiful place just
in the southeast.
In the southeast. And they said, oh, they have a big show over a weekend, and one of the things they do is throw the octopus. And so my wife and family, we went down, had a great weekend again. Beautiful spot down there. And had to throw this octopus, which was very, very different. So imagine a 5 or 6 feet long octopus, slimy, covered in sand. And I had no idea. I tried to throw it like a hammer, but it actually disintegrated into pieces. I asked one of the locals how to do it, and he explained, you put your thumb into its mouth and you wrap the tentacles around your wrist and you throw it like a discus. And the first two throws did not go to plan. So one hit a poor kid in the head.
Ooh, is he okay? One. Is he still walking?
He was
walking?
Fine. I mean, they're not hard like a tuna, but when you throw them, they open up like an umbrella.
Yep.
So you've got these tentacles and body. And the second one, again, went into the crowd. It opens up like an umbrella and just lands splat on this poor woman who was watching. And the third one I got in. And it wasn't, I wasn't overly successful, let's say, as an octopus thrower.
Did you win it, though?
I don't think I did. I can't actually remember. I don't think I did. I don't think there was any prizes at the time, but they probably gave me an extra throw. I probably didn't deserve it. I think you only had two throws and they didn't count, so they gave me an extra one because I was a celebrity octopus thrower.
Well, look, that is very entertaining. We must do another show on a more serious note and look at some of your adventures around the world with the hammer. This is the Carlo and Laid Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Sean Carlin.